So what do you think is the main obstacle for the creation of the state? Is the first step not that of recognizing the rights of the Palestinians and recognizing their equality, and also recognizing the history of this country and of this area, and the fact that they are like half-brothers, and they must come to terms with this on both a human level and a historical level and a cultural level? So is the question of human dignity not something that should take precedence even over the political or legal aspects?
I agree with you absolutely. We can really take care of the Palestinian situation from the point of view of what you call droit de l'homme. I think that is the best and the most correct, most basic approach. Yes, I agree with you. But another thing, one of the biggest sources of problem that we experience is support of the most reactionary parts of the Israeli society by the organized Jewish communities abroad. That is their source of power, and that is the source of our trouble. A long time ago, in 1967, a very wise Jewish thinker, Isaac Deutscher, who is a biographer of Trotsky, visited Israel. He spent some time in the country, and he wrote few very important lines. I quote, "A wealthy Jewish businessman who seems to be at home in New York, Boston, Marseille, wherever, and seem to operate as a usual businessman, is in his heart very proud of belonging to the chosen people." And he translates this pride into support of the most reactionary elements within Israel. Those people promote power of rabbis. They undermine even very modest socialist elements, and they promote hatred towards Gentile. Provided that this wealthy businessman own many, many newspapers, television stations, and radios, it's not strange that they are so powerful in promoting their racist attitude in Israel and also in all the world. So that is, and that was an opinion of Isaac Deutscher, spoken long time ago in 1967. It's even more valid now.